Welcome to Georgian England, more than 250 years ago. London's manor houses are abuzz with extravagant teas and balls. Elegant ladies and gentlemen travel to and from stately homes in clattering horse-drawn carriages. Music fills London's concert halls, parks, and pubs. Georgian England was a time of unimaginable wealth and of appalling poverty. Children worked long, hard hours for abusive employers. Sickness and poverty meant many children were abandoned, sometimes on the streets. In our story, we'll meet an orphaned boy who lives in a darkened room behind the opera house. This boy possesses an extraordinary talent. He sings like an angel, but refuses to speak. The great composer, George Friedrich Handel, was deeply concerned about the plight of England's children. In 1750, in what must be music history's greatest gift, he donated a score of his masterpiece, The Messiah, to the orphans of London. But that was not Handel's only gift, as we shall see.
I have lived in England, and still I can't get used to it. Acto Liba! Katharina, are you there?
Yes, Maestro. I'm right here beside you.
Bene. It is good of you to come and visit me. George Friedrich Handel, blind as a bat and prickly as a hedgehog.
I wouldn't miss this concert of your music.
Ah, ma chère, what will become of me, huh? I can't see. Darkness fills the pages of my music. Death is singing in my ear. I haven't missed a performance of my Messiah in 9 years, Katharina, but this will be my last.
Oh, no, Maestro.
I know it. I know it. Wretched weather. I grow so cold these days. Oh, draw the cloak around me. It is so good to remember sweeter times, Neseba. When was it we first met? You were 12, 1751.
No, 1750.
The year I first played my Messiah for the orphans. And we met at the ball that mad woman gave. You remember?
How could anyone forget the Duchess of Howland?
You came with your grandfather, the Duke. Wasn't he the ambassador from Venice?
He was.
Ah, you were the very picture of a princess that night, Liebchen.
Grandfather, we're here! Everyone's looking at me. What should I do? What should I say?
His Highness, the Duke of Cremona, and the Lady Katharina.
My dear Duke, how frightfully marvelous to see you again. There's such a distinguished gathering this evening. The Prince of Wales is here, and Mr. Handel has promised to come after the opera. And you, Katharina, how lovely you look. I imagine that dress is the Italian fashion.
Never mind. We have some marvelous entertainment. You must see the centerpiece girl.
The centerpiece girl?
Oh, yes. A charming little thing. She's standing on the table in the salon. She'll recite a poem if you ask.
How very interesting.
And we have something most exotic in the music room. A boy who cannot speak, but who sings divinely.
He's never spoken?
Not a word. Isn't it exciting?
Where did he come from?
I have no idea. His keeper said the boy was from an orphanage or some such place. Such a horrid little man.
Lord and Lady Farnsworth.
My dear, how lovely you look. And how terribly marvellous that you could both come. You must come and see us.
I had forgotten what a silly bubble she was, Maestro. Grandfather was already surrounded by the rich and powerful. He would talk politics all evening. So I wandered through the mirrored rooms alone. The dancers moved like marionettes, stiff and expressionless in their jeweled silks and powdered white wigs. I was drawn to one room where the music seemed to have a certain sweet sadness. And that's where I saw Thomas for the first time. He stood frail and trembling. But then he began to sing. It wasn't a song so much as a plea for freedom. Never had I heard such sadness. My eyes filled unexpectedly with warm tears. Did anyone else in that glittering crowd hear the loneliness in his music?